T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of the things that people don't always know the full details on, though, is what are their mentals? What are their smarts? What are their habits? Those playing big, and our coaches and our scouts have really worked hard. You know, the scouts for a while, but the coaches have really jumped in now, trying to quiz these guys either at their pro days, at privates, Zooms. You've seen some of the names we've had in here. We have tried to go through that, and some have really tested out well.
Brandon Bean last week down at One Bills Drive. A little bit of all-encompassing Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott. We also heard from Josh Allen and Terrell Bernard. First week of workouts, obviously, leading up to the draft. Good chance to talk to the general manager. And, you know, he's not going to tell you everything, but we'll try and parse through it with our guy Mike Catalano, who joins us right now on the West Her Hotline from 13 WHAM in Rochester. Mike, good morning. It's Sal and Joe. Thanks for joining us, man.
Sure. Good to be with you guys.
All right. So you were down there. You and I had a... Yeah. Couple fun discussions while Brandon Bean was talking last week. How much kind of stock do you take away from what he said, being, you know, I don't know, I don't want to say he's lying, but we know they keep things close to the vest, right? How much can you read into what he said and what's believable and what they might want to do on Thursday night this week after what he said last week?
All right. So I hear people say, well, you don't want to give anything away. Let me ask you this question. If you're any other general manager in the league, and you look at the Bills roster, and you look at the wide receiver room, do you think you can pretend and say, well, Brandon said we don't have a glaring hole? I mean, guys, you know it. Curtis Samuel has 317 career catches. The rest of the wide receiver room, if you include Isabella and Hamler, have 255. I mean, that's in their careers. Now, I know sometimes you got these young players. Okay, Khalil Shakir would be that guy, that young player you think can ascend. But they don't have a number one. They don't have a guaranteed number two, like a guy you've assumed there, though I think Curtis Samuel could be a nice player for them. And they are hoping Shakir is the guy that moves into that role. But we waited a couple years for Gabe Davis to do it, and he never did. They have a glaring hole at the position. There are receivers out there. You just got to find the right one. I'm still going to say this. They need one. They need to move up if they can. And I will be stunned if they don't, well, certainly have one in the first two rounds. You can't wait.
Right.
But I think they need it in the first round, and I think they need to take a swing.
How likely do you think it is that he stays at 28 or if he moves up? I know you say go up and get one if you can.
Yeah.
Judging by the way he talked about it and judging by his past, do you think they move up to grab a guy?
Yeah, they move up. I think they have to. And it's funny, when you start looking, like I swear I've looked and said, come on, Go take a big swing. Like, what would it take? But then you have to say to yourself, let's just use an example. The Atlanta Falcons or the Chicago Bears and all. Like, you're talking about if a team's moving back to 28. I mean, you've seen the Bills. When they've moved way up, like they did even to get Josh, it took two moves, right? Because it's hard to say to, you know, you say to the Bears, you want to move back. What are you giving them You can add up the numbers, but are you really going from, you know, 9 to 28? Like, you're going to have to give up in next year's pick, maybe the high 2 and a 1, whatever it is. So you got to look at it. But I have them. Look, we all do our own mocks. And it's funny, I heard Joe mention it. I have them moving up to Philly at 22 and getting Brian Thomas. I like him. I think he is physically talented. I think he fits what they want. Big-time program at LSU. I think he's the type of player. But, hey, let me tell you something. My dream is them to get Adunze because I think the guy is going to be off the charts good. But I don't know if they can get up that high. I don't think the Bears are trading that pick. But I'd give up a lot to get that guy because these top 10 wide receivers, if you look at 2022, the guys who are in there. This is what really strikes me, guys, when I look at it. You look at Drake London, Garrett Wilson, even Chris Olave, the top 11 picks with average or terrible quarterback play, and they're still really good. That should tell you something about the type of player. And you put a Josh Allen in the mix with that kind of guy, but it's tough to move that far up.
Yeah. It just it feels like how bad could it really go, right? Like, I know it could go poorly. Like, we've even seen how Elam's career has gone. But, right, Mike, like, you look at the offense and the vacancy of targets and Allen as the quarterback, just it would feel like you'd have to work really hard to not have it work if you've got that talent level that's worth trading up for, and then you fall into this situation. Like, it's the situation that I feel like a lot of receivers would kind of kill for right now.
Yeah, there's no question, right? And you say to yourself, what would it take? And look, they have other needs. We know they certainly do. But I'm just looking at it saying, you really, listen, I think we've all come to the certainly the realization that they moved on from Diggs for a lot of reasons. He got 160 targets last year. I don't think anybody on this roster is going to get 160 targets. So they're going to be spread out a bit more. But you're talking about starting the season with, you know, this, and you have to add to the mix someone who could step in. And I know Kincaid should be moving up, and the hope is that Shakir is. But I'm with you guys. I just think that it is a glaring hole. I think Brandon Bean fully knows that. And the good news for Bills fans, I guess, if that's what they want, is that Brandon Bean is not afraid to make a move. He's certainly not afraid to move up. It's just a matter of for who and for how much he would give up. But when that day is over, you look back at a draft, you see the year Justin Jefferson, they didn't have to move up, but Justin Jefferson goes to the Vikings. Do they really care what the rest of the draft was? Like, if you get an elite player, if you get an elite player at wide receiver in this draft, I think it's going to be monumental for the franchise. And I think he's got to do what he needs to do.
Would you advocate moving back if the top four are gone? I'm including Brian Thomas Jr. now. If they can't get any of them, they can't move up. You're sitting at 28. Would you advocate moving back to get more assets, or would you rather them take somebody they do still like or even another position?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, we joke about it on our podcast. Is like, well, you're not in the room because we all would say that. Like, I don't know how high they have a Ladd McConkey or a Leggett or one of those guys, right? I mean, if one of them in their board is considerably higher, then you say no. You know, you either take the guy a little early, or you don't move and don't move back because you would feel like that's the case. My concern would be if they had five or six guys all roughly the same, then maybe that's not the guy that you need for this offense anyhow. So it's hard to sit there. It's hard to sit there and go, man, we're at 28. 28 is a lousy place to be drafted. The great thing for this team is that they've been really good and close, but it just highlights just how close they've been and not gotten there. But it's also tough because everybody knows they don't have 28 first-round grades. He said this. So do you go another position? Do you trade back? Honestly, waiting from 28 to 60 would be painful for this franchise if they don't get a wide receiver. So I guess if you move back to somebody like the Cardinals, you move back into the early 30s, and maybe that's not the worst thing in the world to do. But look, they have to come up with somebody. And then honestly, guys, I think they're in the market for a veteran too. I think they're still in there, post-draft veteran.
Interesting.
You know, whether it's an Odell or somebody like that, they need real targets, guys who have been there and done that before in this wide receiver room, and they don't have it.
Yeah. What level? I mean, you mentioned Beckham there, because I've thought about this too, Mike. Where like on the outside, the Z and the X guys. I mean, that was Diggs and that was Davis last year. And while Diggs was still on the team and they had signed Samuel, I remember having the discussion with everybody that like Samuel's not your prototypical Davis replacement. He's going to do other things for you. Well, now Diggs gone too. It almost feels like you have two guys that are primarily guys that you see play on the outside to fill. And is Beckham like that level of player, even if it's not him, kind of what you're thinking if they add someone else?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you got to protect yourself here a little bit too. And I'm talking about, I mean, there is a, you know, I mean, guys, I mean, we're talking about the room right now just with a lack of you know, Mac Hollins to me is a special teams player, you know, a fifth wide receiver. There are so many things to really like about Shakir, but we've all seen the projection, right? Can you project from being, oh, fifth round, oh, he's good. Oh, he catches a lot of balls. But now when you increase the targets, can that move up? That would be phenomenal for them. But they have such a huge need. And you're talking about lining up here. I mean, you're right. So say they go out and get two young wide receivers. But I don't know if, unless it's like a Brian Thomas or a guy like that, that you believe from day one can play that role and you can put him out there. Like if you draft Ladd McConkey at 28, I don't know if he's a talented guy, but I don't know if he fills that role for you. You still need that. And that would be tough to turn around to Josh Allen and say, this is what we're rolling out with.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In 2024.
Mike Catalana, 13 WHAM, Rochester, Buffalo Plus. We'll let you tell everybody what you got going on with that here in a little while. I do want to shift gears and talk about the Rochester Americans. Syracuse Crunch are on deck for them in the AHL playoffs. Can you kind of give Sabres fans a little bit of an idea of where this team is, what the roster is going to look like now that the Sabres season is over, and what their prospects are here in the playoffs in the AHL?
Look, you know, it's funny. We went through a long stretch here where they had their own drought with the Amherst, where they either didn't make the playoffs or never advanced. Seth Appert changed that here. He just did. And I've advocated for him. Look, I know the Sabres. I know. I don't believe the Sabres are promoting him as a head coach. But this guy has created a culture in the AHL, which is difficult to do. They develop players, yes. But this team has an identity. They finish strong. They play tough. They're becoming a tougher team as the year goes on. They incorporate the young guys with the veterans. They earn their ice time. I mean, they finish the season strong. Last year, they made it to the conference finals. It'll be tough with them and Syracuse. You know, the AHL, you know, you get to certain rounds, like they get to Hershey. Like, there's some teams that still employ as many veterans, older players, which is tough in the AHL with young players. But you're going to see Kalik. You're going to see Byro. Rosayan has played really well. Levi is the key guy, right? This is his chance to show something in a playoff run. He's been really good for them. So Syracuse finished poorly. Amherst finished strong. But, you know, it's American Hockey League. They play each other a ton. right down the road. Amherst beat them last year in the playoffs, but I think they're fun. I think it's worth taking a trip down here to watch them. I think people will enjoy it. But, you know, the guys like Wahlberg and Oslin, they are here. They're playing. They're trying to incorporate them into it. But it's one thing about Appert, boy, you earn your ice time there, whoever it is. And that's the way this team has played, and that's why they've had a good level of success.
Yeah, and maybe even more so for Sabre fans, too, because obviously, you know, from Buffalo, you're going to care more about, you know, the prospects that you might see here one day. And it's right to put – I'm not watching the games. I'm looking at the numbers, though, that Kulik and Roseanne have really kind of heated up here at the end.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Kulik, sometimes you watch him. He had a couple of plays the other night. And I think it was the game on – what was that? On Wednesday night, where it's to me, him with opportunity, it's almost comical. He has great skill. He has a great skill set. And he'll deliver. He delivered last year in the playoffs. He's still a young player. It's the hard thing is, as you guys know, how does that translate? Like, is he AHL plus, or is he a guy that can really come into Buffalo? But you will be impressed by his skill set. I don't think there's any doubt. But again, I would say this. I don't know when it is for Levi. He's still a pretty young guy, but we've seen it here before, you know, with goalies coming into Rochester, yeah. You know, whether it was Ryan Miller, Marty Baron, those guys. Playoff runs are big. It's an opportunity to have it all on your back, everybody counting on you. I think that's the exciting part of what we're going to see this year, is seeing if this guy can lead them in tough moments and tough games. He's been good. He's been good down the stretch. I mean, his goals against, he's given up, what, 63 goals in 26 games? He's been really good, but now you do it with that added pressure of the playoffs.
It's a best of five against Syracuse for everybody who wants to know. Friday is their first game, 7 o'clock in Rochester. They play again on Sunday. Then they shift gears to Syracuse for a couple. Then if game five is necessary, back in Rochester, and that is Friday, May 10th. You're right. They're not going to hire Seth Appert for the head job in Buffalo. Maybe there's a spot for him behind the bench because he's worked with a lot of these guys on the Sabres roster and all those great things you say about him, Mike, which I'm sure Kevin Adams also believes. But do you have a favorite idea for the Sabres then, for their head coach, given what you heard Kevin Adams talk about?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like they want a guy who's got that experience. And you guys know, you've gone through it. You know, just because you bring in Dan Bylsma, who's won a cup, doesn't make it work.
Right.
I do think sometimes teams pivot and maybe overreact. There you go. We got to have this guy with this experience and all. You know, I don't know the specific guy. Love Lindy Ruff. Love what he did for him. I don't know if you go to that well again. I don't know if you go back to that. I know a lot of people like the sort of the nostalgia of it, and they know the way Lindy was, but I don't know if that works. Now, maybe you have a guy like Appert with him. If you're going to do that with a veteran coach, listen, Seth Appert's going to be 50 years old. It's not like he's a kid. So he's been around, but I think at some point he needs to get his opportunity in the NHL, whether it's in Buffalo or not, as an assistant coach. But I think they're going to hire a veteran, whether he's won the cup or not. I think that's what they're going to do, and it probably makes sense. But you got a pretty good coach down here that if he's got some role with the team, I think it'd be a positive.
Mike, you are a Philly guy. You wrote on your ex profile, says Philly sports apologist. I'll ask you it this way.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, right? Give me rank these Philly sports teams as far as most likely and least likely to win their next championship.
Okay.
Eagles, Phillies, Flyers, Sixers. I'm going to guess you're going to put Eagles one, but you could surprise me. You're the Philly guy. Eagles, Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, 1 through 4.
Well, I think Eagles and Phillies are about equal. I mean, because Eagles have been there, and they won one a few years ago, but the Phillies are really good. Their starting pitching is outstanding. Now, they're in a tough division. I hope Dan Fates doesn't hear this. Big Braves fan. I try not to give him too hard of a time, but maybe he knows the Phillies have knocked him out the last couple of years. But they're really good, and it's the baseball playoffs, and they've been good. They should have made the World Series again last year. The Eagles are really good. I don't know what happened at the end of last year, but they're going to have to show a lot this year. I love the Sixers. They can't get out of their own way sometimes. And Embiid's banged up. Now I'm reading that Maxey's got illness, and he's questionable for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So you never – with that franchise, you never know. And speaking of Amherst and Flyers – honestly, John Tortorella, I think, is with Danny Briere, which is interesting, is really starting to turn that around. They finished poorly this year, but they are definitely fourth on the list. So I would say right now, Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers.
All right.
Sixers NBA playoffs, right? What they do? They lost game one.
Right? Let me ask this. If the
they
Sixers
lost game one to the Knicks, and Embiid got hurt, came back in, they play game two tonight. We'll see what ends up happening.
If hypothetical, I know it didn't happen, but if Embiid had stayed healthy all year and was healthy right now, would they be on the top tier with you, with the other two for you?
Well, they were. Oh, yeah. Well, again, they haven't shown they can do it. Like
right.
The Phillies got to a World Series, lost to Houston, and we're right there. The Eagles won a Super Bowl, and we're in another one, and we're right there. The Sixers have been that team that cannot get past a certain point. They just keep losing in the second round. But they were 31-8 with Embiid and Maxey on the court this year.
Right. Which I think
Mike,
was second
we,
Go ahead.
Yeah. We it's all right, no problem. We got to run, but we want you to promote what you got going this week because you and Jenna and Dan do such a great job over there at your station. And, of course, on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel, we've had all three of you at different points on WGR. We love talking with you. So why don't you tell everybody what you guys got going on this week.
Yeah, we're recording another podcast today. We usually have one out every Tuesday, even during the off season. We have content all week long. We got a special show leading up to the draft, 7:30 to 8 on Thursday leading up to it. Dan's all fired up today. He's got his hot takes on what the Bills should do. I think he wants to be very aggressive. Jenna has to referee between the two of us. Sometimes we need to shut up and let her talk more. But that's coming up, and then we'll have content each night. So it's just Buffalo Plus on YouTube, and if you get a chance to check it out, we appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.